Thomas Dixon has severe episodic memory loss. The Philadelphia resident was hit by a car in 2010 and suffered a traumatic brain injury. Since then, he's developed an app to outsource his memory, as he calls it, and he's also been able to resume his longtime hobby of traveling the world. WHYY's Mike and Scott reports from the Health and Science Desk.
Dixon uses his own app, Memory, every day. He makes about 6 or 7 entries, noting all the things he's done. Here's a typical one.
I do hope that this cold I'm having now is disappearing. A smart start cereal with banana and walnut pieces, smooth peanut butter, coffee, and thinking to add a shot of espresso as I take some with me.
Keeping this meticulous log allows him to later check when he last saw a certain friend or to remind him how a recent business meeting went. Without help, he can remember the main people in his life and big events.
But what did I do yesterday? It's more logic than memory. You know, I probably was not in Cuba yesterday.
That said, Dixon does love to travel. Before his accident, he started visiting a new country every year around New Year's Eve. He's been to Japan, Taiwan, the United Arab Emirates, and many more. When he resumed his travels after the accident, it was a big relief for him.
There's a feeling of independence, and there's also a feeling, a stamp of, you're okay. You know, that I was okay enough to be abroad again.
Dixon doesn't remember all of the details of his trips, but he relives them through his app, which is being used by people with memory issues around the world. For this New Year's Eve, Dixon has booked a trip to Sweden. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.